So please, when we say it's not Dinesh, it's Binesh, do not interpret it that Dinesh is bad. For us, it's bad. Because we are in the garden, we don't want to declare it good, because we know its limitation and we see its misplacement. Because now it's occupying the place of everything. There is no such a thing. Because we do not look at you and see one dimensional existence, which is for you four dimensional. We look at you and we see what? First of all, when I look at you, I see a bag of water with a fistful salt in it. That's the physics. I see a machine, existence. Like it is called, it exists. But you are alive. How do I see that? Rumi will bring it later. He say, when you look at it, when it is moving in an orderly fashion, you say, there is an intelligence over there. This is how we see. So we know you have John, you are alive. But that machine of you is not very important. For you, what is the most important one? Is the John. Life itself, isn't it? You find to remember life. Then we say, even that life is nothing. How do we dare to say that? We never say that's nothing. We say, well, that's the first thing you should be ready to sacrifice if you want to come in here. Because that's the attitude of a lover. To give your life for beloved. So, when you come in here, life is not important. Beloved is important. What is in you? The breath. There is something in you which I look at it, I don't see you, I see my beloved. Because that breath is his. This breath is his, all the breath is his. So that breath is him. Therefore I dare to say it's not you. How do I dare it? Rumi will say, who remembers? He will say, honest to God, if you come here 100 times, stand and say this is me, I will say, it's not you. You will see. This is what it is. Because when I look at you, I'm not interested about the flesh and blood, which that flesh and blood is not even good for eating. If it was a dog, it could be eaten, at least by some people. Right? So we say that's not it. Then it comes to the life itself. You say, that's not it. Because whatever is not it. The good one is in non-existence. The verb is not is. But, ironically, it is. Do you remember the non-existence? Exists. That's the funny thing about it. And if you eliminate the existence, non-existence is there. This is why we are talking like this. This is why it looks a little bit funny. And it could lead you to some negativities. To stop something that logically you do, or emotionally you're doing. Or stop your free will because we talk about the beyond it. We reinforce that one because amazingly, if you look at here, they don't tell you that go and do whatever you wish. They give you homework and hardship and they say, try again and again. But the hope is not in you trying. The hope is somewhere else. You try your best, but you do not expect to be paid back. romantically, you could say it this way: if that door is the door to the house of beloved, how do you knock at the door? Do you knock at the door or not? If you could resist knocking at the door, you are not a lover. You cannot resist, so you should knock. How? Pumping with your feet? Or teach us this. That's what it is. The respect and the worry, and you knock, right? This is the limit of your intelligence. Rumi knows better. What does he do?
Abandons himself to the task.
Physically, is no difference. Difference is somewhere else. He will knock very politely, repeatedly. But there is a difference. The attention is different. She was knocking at the door for what? For beloved to open the door. Right? So here there is an expectancy somehow. That's why she gets angry if beloved doesn't open quickly. Rumi is knocking the door. And if you ask him, are you knocking for the beloved to open the door? He said, no. She will do whatever she wants. I just remind her that, okay, I'm here. That's it. I'm trying my best. I'm not expecting anything. Because the decision is to my beloved to make. Whatever beloved chooses is good for me. You see? He is a better lover than you. This is what it is. So, step by step, Rumi in this paragraph will say a lot of stuff about this. Listen carefully. He has started like this. His paragraph has started that this vizier is as ignorant and headless as the king itself. This was the beginning of the paragraph, right? Means that please do not go to that separation you always do. When you do something wrong, then you bring the devil, and the devil made you to do it, and things like that. When we are talking about this vizier, we are talking about the king itself. It means this is in your animalistic existence. There is ignorance and kafir. I don't know headless will do.
Heedless, yeah.
Heedless is kafir or not, because kafir is very amazing stuff in Arabic word, because you could be qafil even intentionally. The flat means missing the point, not being attentive enough, not paying attention and things like that.
Obtuse, maybe.
Well, what other word? Maya? Qafil.
I think the heedless is good actually. I think it gives you all those meanings.
Mm-hmm. No, because heedless is not my word. These are words I was talking to earlier. There are words, English words that I know. There are words that I know and I use. Some I never use. But when they say I know. And there are words that I know approximately. Not exactly. So I make it from the sentence. Heedless is like that. First of all, I hit it headless, then I have to. This headless, he added that word Jewish. Huh? There is none of that in Persian. There is not even a hint.